Hi, everybody. This is Adam.
And this is Jesse.
And life is so good, we can hardly believe it.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Can Hardly Believe It. We are excited to be back with a brand new episode. Today, we're bringing you your seasonal special of spring faves, flash faves. It's just kind of like off the cuff, first thing that comes to mind. I'm sure Mr. Kennard is super excited.
She always catches me off guard and makes it really awkward.
Fine. Well, I want it to be genuine.
Yeah, I get genuinely confused.
So, flash faves, if you've never listened before, we just kind of go over some of our favorite things that we are using, eating, experiencing, and, you know, if we can, we'll link them. We're not affiliates for most of this, but it's just, you know, when we find something good, why not share it? You know, when I see something that somebody's enjoying or liking, I want to know where to get it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fun.
It is fun. These are my favorite kinds of episodes. So I will kick us off. So let's start with my favorite subject. What's the best thing you've eaten lately? I already got mine. I'm so ready for this, but you go ahead.
So you cheated. You already have your answer.
Well, I was thinking about it when we were getting ready for this episode. I mean, just one thing came to mind. And once I say it, you'll be like, yes. Oh my gosh. Not for you, but for me.
Okay. Let's see. I think I've done the my favorite burritos before.
Yes, you've done
a burrito. So I can't do that. Something good I've eaten lately. Well, I've got to give my beautiful wife credit.
Aww.
She cooks some amazing things, but she did this, Chipotle, copycat recipe.
Yes.
And I know this sounds crazy, but the pickled corn Chipotle, whatever you want to call it, was amazing. And it made everything really good. And let me give special mention of what we have sitting in our refrigerator right now. Do you know what we have in our fridge?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff, so I'm not sure.
We have cowboy candy sitting in our fridge waiting to mature.
Ooh, yes. I cannot wait. Yes. Oh my gosh. If you're not aware what cowboy candy is, it's candied jalapenos.
Yes.
I know that sounds crazy, but we had them at a restaurant a couple months ago and they were phenomenal. So we'll let you know how that goes. And if it's great, we'll share the recipe. But yeah, my copycat Chipotle, I found this guy on Instagram that swears that he's an ex-employee and giving all the recipes. Well, it turned out really great. The chicken, the rice, the corn salsa, the, what else, like guacamole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could eat that corn stuff on everything.
Yes.
Yeah,
or alone.
Yeah, and you know, Mr. Kennard does not really like poultry all that much, and he liked this. It was a really good chicken.
Should we tell our listeners why I don't like poultry that much, honey?
I think you have, but just go ahead.
Well, let's remind them, because it's a daily reminder for me. Jessie got on this kick where she was couponing, and we had about six, maybe 10 turkeys in our deep freeze.
And
six turkeys. I exaggerate.
Whole turkeys.
They were whole turkeys. And she wanted to go like Mother Earth, use every part of this turkey. And so after feeding me meat from turkeys for about 2 weeks straight for every meal, it was good the first 10 times. She decided she was going to use every bit of this. So then we started boiling the turkeys in a crock pot to make broth.
Yeah, the bones. Boil the bones.
The bones.
Yeah.
And so then I got turkey bone broth in everything. And at that point, after just smelling this turkey, it was horrible. So since that day, about 2 years ago.
It's been two or three years.
I just, poultry, I'm turned off to the bird.
Yeah, he struggles with poultry. He eats it every now and then for my sake. But yeah, he did, minus the turkey situation, he did like my copycat Chipotle chicken bowls that I made.
It was very good.
Yeah, I'm going to make that again. I'd like to try it with steak.
I will not stop you one bit.
Well, my favorite thing that I've eaten lately. Okay, stick with me. It's avocado toast, but it's not just any avocado toast.
No, it is not just any.
I got some homemade sourdough bread from someone local because I don't have time to make my own sourdough bread. So you take a big fat slice of sourdough bread and you toast it. And then you smear half an avocado on it and put salt And then you put cottage cheese on that. I know there's cottage cheese haters out there, but just trust me. Put cottage cheese on top of that. I like to do about a fourth of a cup because your toast just gets heavy after that. Then on top of the cottage cheese, you shave a boiled egg.
Now, when she says shave it, she's using a
zester.
A zester. That's good. I was going to call it a cute tiny cheese grater.
You can use a cheese grater as well, but yeah. I just use a little tiny zester or cheese grater, and you shave the egg on there, and then you drizzle it with honey, and then you sprinkle, what are those things? Chili flakes,
hot pepper seeds.
Yes.
I was raised more hillbilly, so we call it hot pepper seeds.
Okay, I think it's chili flakes, but you sprinkle that to your liking on top. So, sourdough toast, plain avocado with salt, cottage cheese, shaved egg, I'm telling you.
It's like egg powder. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but it's amazing.
Honey and hot pepper flakes. Life-changing. I could eat it every single day.
It was very good.
It was good. So what's the best thing you've watched recently?
I feel like we've watched TV every night, like more than we ever have. And
we have, because Elias has been recovering.
Yeah, but I don't know. What have we watched that's good?
That's good. I was sitting here going, what have we watched that's been
good? Yeah, I enjoy.
We've been getting into like Dateline lately.
Dateline 2020.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's our favorite, but that's just what we've been watching lately. Let's be real.
It's consistently semi-entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just go with that. Sorry, guys. That was a bummer, but we just don't watch a lot of TV. Like, we'll get on kicks and like binge watch something every now and then.
Yeah.
But other than that, we just don't. I like to read books. He likes to be a nerd and read stuff.
I read stuff. I do some economics and investment and crypto stuff. What I do watch a lot that I will speak up for to anyone listening, and will even go as far as to recommend, is there's a gentleman on YouTube whose username is Eternally Saved Through Christ. And this guy, you know, his videos are low quality. He looks like someone like me or you. Just he sits down and throws his phone on a desk and just starts teaching. And he's very solid. He doesn't have any crazy teachings. Very, very biblically solid, and explains in a way that I don't know that I've ever heard a better teacher who's also a lot of people have the skill of teaching without the being theologically or doctrinally sound. Mm-hmm. Or they are doctrinally sound and really bad at teaching.
Yeah.
This guy has it all together. So I do really enjoy watching him.
What was his name again?
Eternally Saved Through Christ.
On YouTube. Okay. Yeah. Mainly if I'm not watching TV, I just watch meal prep videos on Instagram.
Yes.
So, I mean, I watch too many to recommend just one. So moving on, what's your favorite thing that you've drank lately?
I don't get too adventurous.
You are literally the most straight-laced.
Well, I mean, I probably vary more than you do. Yours is always like, I want water.
Do that again.
I want water.
Ice water.
Yeah. No, I had a really good... This is so silly. I had a really good blue slushy. I don't know the brand, but I had that tonight from the Chevron station.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a gas station slushy. I mean, that's a whole genre.
It was good.
Have you seen those gas stations that have like the slushy bar? Like, it's like a bazillion flavors.
I have. And did you know you pay like $1 bazillion for those bazillion flavors?
No, I thought it was just like you get the 32-ounce cup. It is what it is.
No, I mean, you do, but they're 32-ounce cup. It seems to be, I'm old. So to me, a slushie should be 99 cents regardless of the size, right?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Those are probably like $1.49.
Yeah, maybe.
Gosh, I haven't had a slushie in forever.
Yeah, well, I will say that two of them at a gas station is about $5.50 right now.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Am I in trouble? I bought two slushies tonight.
Yeah, it's like, thank goodness it's not televised, because I'm looking at you like, you spit $5 on two slushies?
They were good, too. They were worth 10.
Well, as long as you liked them, I guess. Don't do that again.
These are the discussions we have.
Listen, I, like, I know I talk about trying all kinds of new things and shopping, but like, I have a tight wad, y'all. If you don't have a coupon, I'm not buying it.
So what's the favorite thing that you have drank lately?
Well, I'm pulling it up on my app. It's a coffee drink that I've been ordering.
Oh, okay.
And I cannot remember it. So.
It must have been good.
No, it is so good, but like, I can't remember all the fancy names. Oh, yeah.
Well, now, guys, I will tell you, Jesse doesn't, it's, I hate to order for her because she doesn't just order like, I want this coffee. Like, I want a vanilla latte. No, no, no. She's the half sugar, half fat, skinny mocha latte, grande, extra small A. It's very strange. And I feel like they're looking at me like, dude, come on. Let's get on with the, it's coffee. Come on.
I fall victim to these Instagram people like cutting, like order this and order that. Like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll try it. I'm very adventurous, like in trying
things. She's very, very adventurous when I'm the one placing the order and having to face these people is the fact.
Well, I'm just going to say thank the Lord for online ordering because it has made my life easier and you more willing to go get my stuff.
I still have to face them when I walk in.
That's yes. True. Okay, so it's an iced espresso with two or three shots, whatever you like, depending on the day. Extra ice, light water, and get like a one size bigger cup than whatever you're ordering. And then cold foam on top, whatever flavor. So an espresso, iced espresso, two to three shots, extra ice, light water, cold foam, and in a bigger cup than whatever you're ordering.
Why in a bigger cup?
I don't know. It's just how this person told me to order it, and so that's how I order it.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Because now that you say that, I mean, I guess it could fit in the regular cup. I don't know. It's just, it's a vibe, okay?
Hey, baby, you're in charge. It's your coffee.
So my next cold foam that I want to try is like a salted caramel, I think.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
What is your favorite Easter memory that you've had since we're in the Easter season? Do you have any Easter memory?
You know how to Jesse, everything is memory based. Yeah. She has to make memories and hold on to these memories, and they are these cherished. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be.
Mark my words, people, when he's old and dying, he's going to have lots of memories because of me. And he's going to thank me.
But if you ask me, I'm in the middle of trying to survive the day. So memories don't really get stored for me because there's always a lot going on. It's just, everybody's just so extra. And I struggle with it, you know, because I'm not sure. I appreciate the celebration of Easter, but I'm not sure why we would celebrate our risen Savior any more on one day than any other.
Yeah.
It seems almost phony to me. Not that I'm against Easter, but you know, man, why ain't you celebrating Jesus every day like every day's Easter? I just don't understand it. My mind doesn't wrap around it. Maybe I don't know. So I don't know. You know, we used to do a lot of Easter dinners when I was a kid. And I was thinking about that a little bit ago. I think it was yesterday while I was driving to pick up food. We used to do a lot of Easter or holiday dinners, and it was, we would get together, but other than maybe every few years mentioning it by having a prayer, I don't recall Jesus being a focus. It was a good excuse to meet with family and eat and have fun and everybody see each other. But I don't remember it actually being Christ-centered.
Yeah.
So, but I had fun, and that was going to be my point. I got to meet with my cousins, play with me and my brother playing with my cousins. And just having a great time with my cousins are all just great people. Mm-hmm. Just so likable and so much fun. And it was a good time.
What was your favorite thing that your mom made? Did you have a favorite dish that your mom made?
Mom made really, really good, broccoli casserole. Mm,
that's, you know, that's a delicacy. Not everyone can make good broccoli casserole.
The trick to it was really buttery Ritz crackers. But not over buttered, just enough that they became crispy, not soggy.
Gotcha.
Amazing.
Well, kind of playing off your note, it cracked me up. I saw something the other day on social and it was talking about, all it said was Jesus died on the cross, and then it had a picture underneath it of like a raging Easter egg hunt. It said Christians today, and it really checked myself, like, what are we celebrating? You know, first of all, Easter bunnies, and then we have eggs. Rabbits don't lay eggs. That's always confused me, but you know, it really got things in perspective for me. Like you said, Easter hasn't really been very Christ-centered recently, and I'd like to change that for our family. So yeah, it was just interesting that you said that, because it's been on my heart too, to one, celebrate every day, because Christ is risen.
Is, not was, not has, is.
And just bringing the focus back to what Easter, if we're going to celebrate Easter, then the true meaning of Easter, kind of like Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, true meaning of Easter, you know, it's blown up, like, seriously. So some of my favorite Easter memories was coloring eggs.
Yeah.
I love that vinegary smell of those, what was it, Paz, or it wasn't Pez, that's the candy.
It's definitely not Pez.
Anyways, you know, the little tablets you dropped mm-hmm. in the vinegar. I mean, I had that stuff everywhere. I can't believe my parents let me do it. But I loved coloring Easter eggs. That was like the highlight of my Easter. So cool. But that's some of my favorite Easter memories.
Yeah. Did you ever use the clear crayons?
Ew, no.
You would write on your egg with a clear crayon to make lines that don't have any dye in them.
No.
You missed out.
Yeah, I just kind of did my Easter eggs like I did my slushies, just all the colors. And
throw it all on.
It just looked ridiculous.
Train wreck.
That was my forte.
Okay,
slushies,
I can see that.
And Easter eggs, train wreck.
Messy Jesse,
all day, every day.
So I'd like to take the lead on this one, Jesse.
Okay.
What are you most looking forward to doing this spring?
Unbeknownst to you, sir. He's like, I'm scared. Take it back. I would really like to start growing my own like spices and herbs. So I think I'm going to order some seeds and try to plant something. And if you know me very well, I am like horrible with plants, like horrible. I've kept one plant alive for a couple months. And I mean, it's like a lifetime achievement for me. But, you know, I am trying to take a lot of like processed foods and toxic things out of our home, our food and things like that. And I was like, I love spices. I love onions, garlic, basil, dill, you name it. So I think I'm going to order like a basil plant and maybe like a rosemary plant and maybe like a cilantro plant.
So you're ordering these?
Well, I'm ordering seed.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to grow them.
We should probably get on that.
Yeah.
Is it a little late in the year to get started?
Well, I think you can like do spices in like pots.
Yeah. Okay.
Like year round. I don't think they're subject to like zoning regulations.
We call it seasons. Not seasonings.
No, but like, you know, if you look at the planting map, there's like zones of like certain times you should plant stuff. And I think that's like for outside in the ground, which if we ever get our own home, I am going to have a garden, but this is going to be my test run.
Let me point out our own home again.
Again. Yes.
Long story.
We'll do that another time. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to plant some herbs.
Okay, I like this.
Yes.
I like this. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting the kids outside a lot this year.
Yeah.
Eliah, our youngest, is getting big enough to actually play and have fun and not just tumble around.
Yeah.
Last year he was two. He was still kind of just tumbling around.
And learning to walk.
So this year, I'm just looking forward to him getting out and playing with our older boys, you know, and having some fun. I'd love to get him hitting a wiffle ball this year.
I think he could do it.
I think he could, too.
I want to take him swimming a lot.
That sounds wonderful to me as well.
If you have a pool, please invite us over.
So now I was going to say, what are you ashamed of? But you just demonstrated you have no shame. Zero. I'm just kidding. That's what you want to do.
Uh-huh.
Anything you have done this year that was fun?
Oh.
I know. It's been a busy, busy year. We took a small trip to Florida.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call that fun at all. It was not. Let me just point something out. When we have to go on medical trips to Florida, it is not fun.
No, it's whenever I'll tell somebody like, you know, yeah, I'm stuck in Florida, and they're like, oh, poor you, stuck in, you know, West Palm Beach. No, really, I'm stuck.
Yeah, like we came for a 2-day appointment and was told we're staying 3 to 4 weeks. We had to hotel hop the first week. Then we had an Airbnb, and we are just not fans of Airbnbs. That's a whole nother episode we could have.
Oh.
But, you know, we are very particular with what we eat. Like, we do local farms, local meat, raw milk. You know, we're very particular, and we're stuck down here with a mini fridge at best.
And a hot plate.
A hot plate and a microwave. No dishes. You know, and it's just really hard. Like, I was so sick of food. Like, I felt sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just hard because, you know, you think, oh, you're stuck close to the beach in Florida. That must be tons of fun. And the fact of the matter is, our child, when we do that, our child has casts from his toes to his hips on both legs. Mm-hmm. So you can't go to a beach. You get a piece of sand in there, you're going to end up with an ulcer and going to a wound care clinic.
Yeah. And it's isolating. And when it was, you know, this trip is very unexpected. So we're very unprepared. I wouldn't say financially unprepared. It's just the money we had saved that we had to pay for the trip with was not meant for that trip.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
It's hard, guys. It's isolating. I cry a lot on those trips.
She does.
I cry a lot. I miss my normalcy. I miss my home. I miss my people. You know, it's just hard.
It is. It is very hard. And, you know, we stay strong together through it. Mm-hmm. And I think we strengthen each other as we go. It is hard, and it's just totally out of the norm. You know, like she's saying, when you expect a 2-day stay and end up it being 4 weeks, whether you have the money or not, the concept of that money is now allotted for this that you didn't plan on,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, why you save money, but
still. It's a blow.
it's a shock.
All of it. And it's not just the money. Just the whole thing is a blow. Like, your kid is thriving and then he's, you know, stuck in cast again and he doesn't understand why. And he's uncomfortable and grumpy and out of his norm. Like, we're very routined people.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for all of us being out of our routine.
Yeah. I mean, the great news to it, let's not, this isn't just a complaint. The great news to it is, so 4 weeks in casts. The other option would be not getting him into casts fast enough, waiting or not coming back in time and ending up having to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. Cast surgery, more casts.
For which he would still be in casts for 3 to 5 or 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not extra. It's exactly what's planned on, because as he grows, his club foot wants to rear its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a matter of, that's how it all works. When you grow and your tendons don't grow as fast as the rest of your body, because that's how the body works. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
This is good. We're not in the OR. We're not staying all night in the hospital with him fighting nurses.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, we've had a lot of small miracles happen down here that I'm not going to complain about. We got free dinner one night. We met a speech therapist at the pool the very first night we were here, and she actually specialized in kids like Elias, and she put some of our fears to rest, and then boom, you know, his language was started taking off. And, you know, I've kind of kept track of different things, that have come through. I've kept a little list to remind myself on the, you know, on the hard days. So
yeah,
interesting trip. So be gentle with us, these next coming weeks, because we're still recovering.
Yes. Yeah, it was a lot, but here we sit. Yes.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's wrap this bird up with a rant and a rave, shall we?
Okay.
Let's start with rant. What is your rant?
people that wave me on at a four-way stop when it's really their turn.
Oh my gosh, it's so annoying.
And it throws off the timing for everyone else.
Everyone. It confuses everyone.
It's just dangerous. I appreciate the thought that you are trying to be nice and give up, sacrifice your turn and donate it to me. In the name of Jesus, bless your heart. But quit it, because you're just making stuff tough.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. My rant is when they don't get your order right, when you order food.
Well, we did experience that a lot on most of our trips down south.
Yeah, which I don't like eating out that much, but I didn't have much of an option while we were gone. And wow, yeah, that just really aggravates me.
It does me as well. You know, having worked in the medical field, mm-hmm. You see what's written on the paper and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. There's no room for mistakes. You don't go, oh, I forgot to intubate that patient.
Oopsie.
My bad. They died. You don't forget. You read it. You do it. There's no questions. You have one job, Skippy.
Yeah.
Get her done.
Yeah.
And so it is very annoying when.
Yeah. Like every now and then, whatever. But I mean, it was literally like every time we ordered food, it was significant.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they forgot my ketchup packets. Like it was significant. So that's my rant. And I, like I said, we don't eat out a lot anyways at home. So I'm glad that's over because, ugh.
Yeah.
Grody.
Yeah.
And a rave. What's your rave?
Oh, boy.
Did I just say grody?
I don't. Yeah, I think
like
you did.
Like I'm in fourth grade again. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like you're 9 years old again.
Rave, rave.
My rave would have to be Jessie's. She recently cooked. What steaks were those?
Ribeyes. Oh, she my word.
Threw down some ribeyes in a cast iron skillet, and there was nothing but. I mean, it beat a grill by far.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
I mean, I don't even. I have never in my life liked ribeyes. I think as a kid, I had a really fatty ribeye one time, and it just turned me off of them. But these were like. Local farmers, grass-fed, beautiful bone-in ribeye steaks, and they were delicious.
Mm. They were.
I didn't even put ketchup on them, and if you know me, that's serious. My rave is FaceTime. I don't usually love FaceTime, so don't get any ideas, people.
Oh, because we got to use it on our trip.
Yes, because on some really hard days, some of our people would call us on FaceTime. It's like they have like a sixth sense, like, Jesse's having a meltdown, let's FaceTime.
we like to call it the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I'm sure it's the Holy Spirit. It's the sixth sense that like they always had impeccable timing of I'm having a real crap day and they would FaceTime. They said they were calling to talk to Elias, but it really helped me to see a piece of home. So yeah. I am thankful for technology and FaceTime.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that wraps us up for this week.
Yes, it does. It does. We're not going to do a verse this week because, quite honestly, we weren't prepared with one.
Actually, I have a great verse.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Well, look at you.
I do have a verse. I could give you this verse every episode, though, because it's absolutely one of my favorites.
All right, hit us. Well, that's appropriate, a fave.
Yeah, there you go. And once, as usual, I'm not going to read the verse. I want you to look it up. Look around it. Read around it. Find the context in which it's being said. But this verse is so empowering and so assuring in who we are in Christ and in just how simple salvation is and our standing before God. So that is the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13.
Ephesians 1:13.
And with that, I want you to have a blessed week. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us. as we change the world.